It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning and you're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. If you can feel it in my voice, you would feel that I am smiling because I am indeed grateful to be here once again. It is indeed a huge blessing, a huge miracle that we get to feel each and every day. You're welcome to another day. I want to congratulate you for making it here to another day, but it would not have been possible without the help of our Father. So I want you to take a second and just tell him how you feel. Tell him how grateful you are to be alive this very moment. It is only by the grace of God that we get to live each and every single day. It's indeed a blessing. It's indeed a gift. And it's indeed a miracle. You're welcome to the 24th day in the month of June 2024. This is 2-4. The month of June 2024, and you are welcome. If you're just joining us for the very first time, you're welcome. This is the Open Heaven Hour. This is a platform where we get to learn and share the Word of God. We do not take this time of the day for granted because each moment spent here is a time to learn something from the art of God. And if you're a frequent on the show, you know what time it is. This is the time to tell somebody, to tell another person that it is Open Heaven Hour. So you can kindly share you can kindly kick on the share button and share with somebody. You might just be helping somebody out this morning, and you might just be winning a soul this morning. So I want you to kindly share. Do not be stingy with the share button. Click on the share button and share. You can share via our radio station if you are listening to this live, or you can share via our podcast for anyone who would like to listen later. This segment is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this platform, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, who is the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, I want to welcome you to this beautiful Monday. Today, we'll be looking at a topic that says, The Mark of the Beast, Part 1. The Mark of the Beast, Part 1. And our aim for today, we're taking from aim 19 of our Open Heaven Manual, Rock of Ages Cleft for Me. Rock of Ages Cleft for Me. A Bible in 1 year will be taken from Psalms 112 to 118. Psalms chapter 112 to chapter 118. A memory verse will be taken from the book of Revelation chapter 13 verse 16. Revelation chapter 13 verse 16. Let's read it together. And he curseth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. Revelation chapter 13, verse 16. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead. Our Bible reading will be taken from the book of Revelation chapter 11, chapter 13, from verse 11 to 18. Revelation chapter 13, from verse 11 to 18. Are you with your Bibles? Revelation chapter 13, from verse 11 to 18. Let's read together. Then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and spoke like a dragon. And he exercises all authority of the first beast in his presence, and causes the head and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. He performs great signs, so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And he deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he was granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image of the beast, who was surrounded by the sword and lived. He was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. It causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Hear his wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of man. His number is 666. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. The manual says, many have heard about the mark of the beast, but haven't taken the time to study what it really is. The scripture gives us a hint in our Bible reading for today. The mark of the beast can actually take different forms. It can be a mark, a name, or a number of a name. Whichever one it is a representation of the beast, and whoever receives it on his forehead or right hand will be identified as a worshipper of the beast. Only such people will be allowed to buy, sell, or be part of the society after the rapture has taken place. Anyone who refuses to get the mark of the beast will be hunted and killed. Now, what really could this mark be? In the days of Apostle John, there was no technology, so he could only describe everything that he saw in his vision with the things he had seen around him. A mark that is taken on the forehead or right hand must have been imprinted by a machine, and the imprints must be something that cannot be washed off. The reason tattoos seem permanent is that they are printed on the skin. However, they become blurred over time and can be erased with laser surgery. Since this mark is one that is so important to people's identity and life, it will not be one that can fade or be erased. This means that it will go really deep into the skin. It is likely to be an implant or not an imprint. If the mark of the beast is likely to be an implant, then it means that something will be planted into the body of those who will be left behind after the rapture. And it will be a sign of worshipping the beast in Revelation chapter 20, verse 4. It will be a sign that tells everyone, I am loyal to the beast I obey him. The plants will be used to control them and ensure that they obey the beast, whether they like it or not. I will discuss this further tomorrow, but I want to urge you today to surrender your life to Jesus Christ if you are yet to do so. He died for your sins so that you can reign with him in eternity. Don't let the sacrifice go to waste over you. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. If this has blessed you, please kindly do us a favor by sharing with somebody. Like I said initially, you might just be saving that person you are sending it to. And I pray that the Lord will help us all to make the rapture in Jesus' name. God bless you. Till we meet again, have a lovely day.